Hello?
Hello, my name is Adelie Alvarado. This is not a sales call. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Would you like to continue in English, sir?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Are you registered to vote in this address in Texas?
Yes.
When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and the state Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary public vote or wait until November to vote in the general election?
No, I will go ahead and vote on the March election.
All right. First, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people. For example, Beto O'Rourke. What would be your opinion on this guy?
Not favorable.
What about Greg Kassar?
Not favorable.
Aaron Zuner. Senior.
I will say favorable.
Devin Gonzalez.
Favorable.
Chavo Pastrón.
Not favorable.
Ruben Becerra.
Not favorable.
Roland Gutierrez.
Favorable.
Joe Biden.
Not favorable.
Okay. In a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Roland Gutierrez.
All right. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Aaron Zuner or Chavo Pastrón, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Aaron.
Okay. Here's some more information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. For example, Chavo Pastrón is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers. Moved to Cal, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chavo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increased school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to end gridlock on IH-35, and increase the minimum wage. Aaron Zuner is in her third term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive hard worker and rule expert means she is effective both at stopping string Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteered at her child's school, an educator, an conservationist by training. Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development, and she found the energy and climate caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Based on this, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Aaron. Yes, sir. Next, rate how important a candidate position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in a Democratic primary election for a state representative. Use a 1-5 scale with 5 meaning. Most important in 1 meaning, not... All right, fighting against Texas new law, allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
One.
Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes.
5.
Well, gun laws, restricting the sale of assault weapons.
1.
Restoring abortion rights.
1.
Vouchers, stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
1.
Voting rights and protecting democracy.
Democracy.
Strain Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
5.
Climate change and protecting the environment.
1.
Growth, development, and traffic congestion.
5.
When it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures? Or one whose pro-life religious beliefs leads them to support some of Texas' restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives?
Pro-life.
Pro-life?
Yes.
The next here. Here are a few statements you might hear about that are critical of a candidate, record, or action of a candidate for the Texas State House. Answer if each will cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or would not make a difference to you. The candidate failed to gain endorsement of several local elected officials reflecting criticisms. They are not in touch with Hays County. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or?
Probably vote against.
All right. As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter and argued in court that rape was the girl's fault.
Against?
While the candidate lives in Hays County now, they grew up in a wilder part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have a strong, deep roots here.
Against?
The candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes.
Against?
The candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free as a technique. Clearly, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas state in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her.
Against?
All right. Lastly, some statements about the record of statement representing Aaron Wiener answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Aaron is a leader in the legislatures to protect LGBTQ plus rights.
Positive.
All right. After listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Aaron passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools.
Positive.
As the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Zuner leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space.
Positive.
Aaron has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republicans' extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restrictions against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans.
Positive.
Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills.
Positive.
Erin has a record delivering for Hayes County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Positive.
Representative Zuner successfully fought hard, stopping Governor Abbott's recent vouchers, seeing that will have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools.
Negative. Against.
All right. After hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Aaron or Chivo Pastrano?
For Aaron.
Yes, sir. Could you please tell me if your age between 18, 39, 42, 54?
I'm 42.
Sir. Do you consider yourself of Mexican, Hispanic, Latino heritage?
Mexican.
What was the last grade you completed in school?
My bachelor's degree in accounting.
How long have you lived in Hayes County? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years?
13 years.
All right, sir. Well, this is it for tonight. Thank you for your time, sir. You have a
Thank
good
you.
Night. All right.